It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Nick.
Nick, what's going on?
Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. I wanted to kind of call in because I went on like an amazing date, and I don't really know. I was hoping you guys could help me out with like maybe connecting with her for like a second chance date.
What's her name?
Her name's Megan.
Well, tell us about
what's going on with Megan.
Yeah, okay. Well, I knew Megan in high school, and she's a little bit older than me.
Ooh.
And I always like had a crush on her. So when I saw her out with some friends at JD Legends, I just I asked her out.
Well done.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it like went well. Like she said yes, and we decided I was going to take her to my favorite restaurant as the best chicken wings ever.
And some wings.
It went, I thought, really, really well.
So what happened?
Yeah, where's the question mark at?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I tried to reach out, and that's kind of, I haven't heard back from her. So that's what I was hoping to talk to you guys about, maybe trying to give me a second date with her.
So she liked the chicken wings too, right?
Yeah, she liked the chicken wings. We had a good time. I thought everything was cool. Like I said, we've known each other for a while from high school, so I didn't think it was like a big deal.
Did you call or text her or anything?
I did. Yes, I sent her like a thank you text for like coming on the date with me, and then I called her a couple days later to see if she wanted to do anything. Left her a voicemail, sent her a follow-up text after I didn't hear from her a couple of days later, and then that's it.
Nothing.
Hmm.
Okay, well, Hold tight. We're going to get Megan's phone number from you. We'll call her, and we'll see why she's not call or texting you back.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that'd be a huge help, guys. Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Nick, you say she was a little older than you. Was it like you were a freshman and she was a senior?
Look at you.
What was that?
Yeah.
She was 2 years older than me.
So oh, okay.
She would have been my freshman year. She was a junior.
Got it.
Nice. Okay. Well,
way to step up, right?
Way to do it. Hold on a second here. We'll wrap up her phone number and be real quiet here, okay?
All righty. Sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, is Megan there?
This is she.
Fry, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Who is this?
Oh, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Fry. Hi.
From K99.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Hi.
This is weird. Hi.
Well, I don't, maybe not. Maybe it could be cool.
Hopefully it's not weird. Sometimes this goes weird, but here's the deal. You got a second to talk, first of all?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a phone call from somebody. I guess you got to go have some wings recently?
Oh, God, yes.
Nick?
Oh, yeah.
He's wondering what happened to you. He sent some texts after your wing date, and he hasn't heard anything back from you.
Yeah, he was all about you in high school, girl.
Yeah, he likes you.
Yeah, he was real cute. He was real cute in high school.
So what happened? Why haven't you called him back?
Yeah, because he wants to know. He asked us to find out.
Well, you know, okay, look. He was very, very sweet. When he came and picked me up, it seemed like he'd grown up a ton because in high school he was really, he was like that class clown that was just borderline annoying, but still really funny. But he came and he picked me up and he brought me flowers.
Aww.
He opened the doors for me. I know, it was so
well
sweet.
Done.
And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe he's grown up a lot. What a sweet gentleman. And then he took me to go and get chicken wings.
What's wrong with that? Chicken wings are good, right?
Okay, right. So the wings are good, but they're a little bit messy, right?
Yeah.
And then, oh, God, I can't.
What?
So Nick, so they're really messy, right? And he seems to really, really, really like wings.
All right.
Okay.
Like a lot, like more than anybody else I have ever met in my entire life. He seems to love chicken wings.
Therein might be the problem, Fry, you think?
I don't know, but he said it was his favorite ones he took you to.
Yeah, so what happened?
Okay, so I guess the reason I don't want a second date is because we were tearing into the wings.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about it.
You gonna be okay?
Come on, what's the matter?
Yeah. Oh.
What is going on?
You sound like Fry.
Yeah.
What is it? What happened?
Okay, I'll try. Okay. There's all these napkins on the table, right? And so,
yeah.
And instead of picking up the wet napkins, he licks his fingers.
Okay.
But, like, it's all over his hands, and he's licking his at the table, like, licking his fingers at the table. And then...
dry heaving.
Well, people lick their fingers. Oh, come on, Megan. Oh, that's not that big a deal, right?
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. First, the way he was doing it was disgusting, but normally, no. But he picked up his plate, and he started licking the sauce off of the plate. Like,
he's getting every bit of it.
Like a dog?
Yeah.
Like a dog. Like, I just couldn't. It was both. Oh, my gosh. And this is all while he's talking to me. Okay? So he's got, like, the plate in his face, and he's like, aren't these good?
He's got skills.
It was so gross. And then, oh, God. This is the worst
it gets
part.
Worse?
It gets worse.
What?
Okay. He uses his finger to scoop the blue cheese dressing out of the bowl. And then he licks it.
The bowl?
He just makes sure he gets every dime out of it.
Oh, God. And this is when I was like, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up at the table, and I haven't even had a lick of alcohol yet. I'm going to throw up. And so I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So then what happened?
Not good. It just got even worse. It just got even worse. Just like, kept finishing licking the blue cheese out of the bowl, kept like licking more of the sauce, and he's like, we should get more. And I was like, whoa.
It's not that bad. Like, the best stuff is like on the plate from the juices, from the wings.
It's marinated.
Is that Nick?
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
I'm sorry. Nick, I didn't, like,
get out of here.
You guys were, yeah, that's my style. I eat off the plate. I make sure I get everything I pay for. But the best tasting stuff is with the oil and the sauce and the blue cheese. I can't believe this is a big deal. I don't understand how this is like a, I don't know, I don't get why it's that gross. It's not that gross, right? Like, Nancy and Fry Guy, you can like back me up. It's not that gross.
Well, I've seen Fry enjoy food.
I've licked a plate before.
Yes,
I'm not going to deny it.
I've seen it. So really, Megan, okay, he licked his plate and he licked his fingers, but you said it was worse, right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah, what else is worse?
Yes. I mean, look, when it's all over your face and you're like taking your finger to scoop it off your face to put it back in your mouth where you think it's supposed to be, and you're like licking blue cheese. Can you imagine like the blue cheese getting underneath your fingernail and you're like sucking on your finger to make sure you don't get any, like, you don't leave out any blue cheese any of the atoms of the blue cheese on your finger. That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I think, you know, I wouldn't want it under my fingernail. That's why. So I have to get it out of my fingernail. I don't.
Oh, God. No. Okay. So then I'm walking back, and I see that he's got a wing in his hand as I'm walking back to the table. I'm like, wait a second. I thought we finished the wings. Did he order another, you know, thing of wings? And he is sucking the wing, the bone of the wing, every single little, like, every little tiny piece, and the bone, as though he's trying to get to the marrow. I mean, these are like gross frozen wings you buy at Costco in bulk. Like, these are not fancy marrow bones, and he's just like sucking on the bone.
So, yo, mate, he went back to the ones that were already ate and was sucking on those?
Yes.
Well, come on, guys. No, it's the marrow is like the nicest part. It's like if you go to a
you can't get to the marrow of the bone unless you break the bone.
Oh,
now I gotta ask you this, Nick. Where did you just stick to yours that you went back to? Or did you eat hers as well?
Well, I mean, I had finished sucking on mine, so I figured if she wasn't gonna eat the rest of hers.
No chicken wing unturned, Fry.
Oh my God!
Wow.
I don't think it's that bad. Because they're blowing out of proportion a little.
Is this a habit? Do you always
do
this?
That all the time? Yeah.
Well, I think every time I go get wings, yeah, I like make sure I use all the wing. I make sure I get them, like, you know, nothing goes to waste.
There's no chicken left.
Yeah.
Oh, Fry, maybe we can save it.
That I think I heard you just say it. You don't want a second date, but we'll offer you. We have to make up your mind right now. We'll send you guys out on a second date. Get you a limo. Send you somewhere to eat.
Maybe not a chicken place.
We can send you to, I don't know, something else. But you got to decide right now.
What do you say, Nick?
So.
Oh, I'm down. I would love to. Yeah. I think she was great.
Megan, Don't you want to see what he would do with the steak bones?
Oh, God.
No.
Sorry, Nick. We tried for you.
Oh, man.
Fry okay, likes bone marrow.
I do. I'm a big fan of bone marrow.
Good luck, right, Eddie.
Well, I mean, I guess I appreciate your help, guys. And, I mean, I better just go eat. I mean, I feel kind of like I want to eat some chicken wings now. So maybe I'll
just go back. Let's try heaving again. Well, thank you both for your time.
Yeah. Maybe you should go to that casino with you that you like the
most. Yeah. Heck yeah. We can go down there and check that out.